Five common beliefs that can mess up your life. The first, I believe, is tolerance, which many people assert should be a universal virtue. By placing emphasis, they would contend, upon diversity and freedom, in particular freedom, human progress can be attained. The problem is, of course, what we tolerate. For when we tolerate untruth, when we tolerate things that are innately flawed, whether in the name of progress or interesting new discovery or diversity itself, we can be in grave error. No, tolerance is only a useful dynamic when it's in concert with the deeper human virtues of love and truth and respect. The second common belief that can mess up your life is the assertion that it's my life and my body. This, of course, leads to a kind of worship of the idea of choice, for it is choice, the liberty that Americans in particular value, that's what makes life worthwhile. The problem, of course, for those of us in faith is the recognition that without a power greater than ourselves, without God, we have nothing to empower us other than illusion. We need humility and gratitude for the gifts we have been given and the desire to seek to do God's will rather than assert our own. The third common belief that can mess up our life is the desire that we should seek to be actualized by encountering peak experiences in life and also by developing financial and emotional independence. This emphasis on the self, on words that are oftentimes heard in our rhetoric, the idea of independence, actually causes a kind of spiritual slavery. The great paradox in the spiritual life is the power of surrender. When we recognize a power greater than ourselves, we become rightfully ordered to God's plan, and that we learn not so much about independence, but interdependence, reliant upon one another in the name of God. The fourth common belief that can mess up your life is the recognition or perspective that my unhappiness is due to the fact that I lack proper self-worth or self-esteem, that developing ego pride or gratification is what is relevant. And so I need to achieve, I need to be validated, I need people to point out to me how successful I am. This, of course, is a great distortion, for it has been said by many authors and thinkers within the 2,000 plus years of Christian consciousness that God esteem rather than self-esteem is the key to happiness, that the more awe we have and gratefulness for the gifts he has given us, the more grounded in life we will become. The fifth of the common beliefs that can mess up your life comes from the secular humanistic perspective, which operates, it would contend, in the real world, in contrast to what it accuses religion or people of faith to be operating in, a kind of wishful thinking world. So that we are told to find our own answers and rewards and remember that you deserve them. Cognitive therapists echo this sentiment by noting that how you view life is ultimately how you do it. So they charge you with the notion of taking control of your life, mastering, as Nike would say, just do it. And they particularly recognize it as you take your journey make sure that you don't impose your idea of morality on me, because there is no real truth, only subjective perceptions. This, of course, flies in the face of human experience, that what is healthy for interpersonal relationships, for family, for serenity, for peace of soul, represent the recognition that there is truth. For Christians, that's clear. It's stated very succinctly by Christ himself, that he claims that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so truth is knowable, just as our world is knowable.